Florida's newly passed legislation preventing businesses from requiring their customers to provide proof of vaccination is causing big waves in the cruise industry. Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings CEO Frank Del Rio has threatened to pull the ships he oversees, all of which plan to require vaccinations, from Florida ports if the issue can't be quickly resolved. He said, quote, "At the end of the day, cruise ships have motors, propellers, and rudders, and God forbid we can't operate in the state of Florida for whatever reason, then there are other states that we do operate from." And Holland America Lines Rotterdam completed sea trials last week off the coast of Italy. Rotterdam left the shipyard on April 25th and performed the preliminary sea trials over 2 days before going into dry dock to finish painting the hull. The ship then started its official sea trials on May 3rd, returning to the yard on May 6th, where the final steps in the construction process will be completed. Rotterdam is still scheduled for delivery on July 30th. And finally, according to the marine traffic website, Carnival Sensation is the next ship scheduled to arrive Galveston, Texas, and then later Mobile, Alabama. If the ship follows Carnival Vista's footsteps, it'll start doing crew vaccinations when it arrives. All the crew members will be eligible to receive both doses of the vaccine. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation at 26.76, up 3%. Royal up 4.5% to 84.29. And Norwegian up 2.4% to 28.48. Breaking news. News and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.